Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
I just can't keep no money. That's what the Word says. Your pocket will be like it has holes in it. It says your money will take wings. Ever see money just start flying away? What is it? It's spiritual principle. It's spiritual law. It's spiritual things that God has set in place. When you work the law will work for you. Amen. It's not a matter of going to hell and all of that stuff, no. It's just that God has set certain principles in place. And when we adhere to them, this is why Yahweh's system of government is so strong. Because it's covenant authority. People sometimes walk in authority, but not all the time. But God has called you to walk in authority all the time. You are his battle axe in the earth. And you had to be fashioned and shaped by God on the glory road in order to go into the realm of glory. See, there's a realm of glory. It's not just a moment when, you know, praise is high and you sweating and you know, it's like you're lost in the spirit and then you come down. That's a measure of glory. But what about God wanting you to walk in that? And live in that. And hear his voice clearly. And have keen discernment. And know that the veil between earth and heaven is so thin you can see in both realms. Come on, we're talking about glory now. This is God's will for his remnant people. So in 2 Samuel chapter 6. Let's start at verse number 1. We're going to look at how David had good intentions, but wasn't in alignment. And you may find yourself there. But, okay, if you do, check yourself and get into alignment. Let's look at it. Again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts, that dwelleth between the cherubim. Stop right there. David took all the folk. Come on, we all going. Everybody going. You know, David had that heart. But he was not doing it according to due order. I said, everybody can go. Everybody's cool. But stop trying to take everybody. Because David, as we read the story here, David, you find they had the ark on an ox cart. Right? And they were praising God like we would just do it. They was praising God, getting out. Celebrating, happy and everything, but see, they weren't in alignment. Question is, how many were just now praising God, but your life is not in alignment? You know it's jacked up. God's not going to hit you with a lightning bolt. He loves you. He going to try to nurture you and bring you. That's what he'll try to do, but that's why it's so tumultuous. If it ain't one thing, it's another. Why? Because you're out of alignment. You know. You get something out like your shoulder or knee or something. You know, and you got to go see a chiropractor or your back or something before you let them cut on you. See a chiropractor. See a chiropractor. And how a chiropractor can find out, okay, this or that, or this knee or that, and they work on you, and then pop, Then all of a sudden that limp turned into, now you can run again. What was wrong? You were out of alignment. You were in pain. You know what? Pain, what you tolerate becomes your norm. And many people just learn to live with stuff that God never gave them. God never intended for them. But it's become their norm because they've tolerated it so long. And so, well, you know, praise God. And God still love you. Understand, God's going to always love you. He's always see about you. You're His. But what about your destiny? What about your purpose? What about what you could be? Come, what are you to your children? What kind of example? What kind of example are you to your peers, to your people on your job, your neighbors? Are you just kind of half-stepping through life? Or are you going for the gusto for God? Are you seeking to truly represent Him fully? Or are you just kind of a part-time Christian? That's a good question. Come on. We need to challenge ourselves with that. And I guarantee when you see God, He'll show you areas, and He's not trying to condemn you. God, like I said, God brings conviction on those He's about to promote. On those He's going to use, He'll tighten the screws on you. The others can get away with a bunch of stuff, but the moment you do something, conviction come on you. The moment you go that way, the serpent want to bite you. Why? Because God says, no, I'm going to use you. Not just use you, but no, you are chosen by me. And see, what is He doing? He's doing that not just to protect you, but to protect His glory. God has investment in you. That's why He'll unannounced leave. Why? He's protecting His glory. He said He'll not give His glory to another. Amen. That's why when you get familiar with stuff, start hee-hawing with God and with God's servants. And with one another. And just, you know, familiar. No boundaries. You find unannounced. God will. And you'll still have position. But be something different. But stuff that was easy now is laborious. Now it's, you know, wear you out. Now you got to go home and go take a nap. Why? Because you got familiar. God's not going to let you get familiar. You're going to reverence Him. Amen. Got it. You ain't slapping God on the back. Hey, buddy, no. He ain't your buddy. He's Abba. So, I won't get into all the scriptures because we know these verses, I think, fairly well. But David, they were bringing the ark, but they hadn't gone into the archives to see how it was to be brought. The ark represented the glory, the kavod. It had been brought back from the Philistines. They couldn't handle it. It was killing them. They couldn't handle the glory. The sinner can't handle the glory. Do you understand that? Can we connect the dots here? All the money that's in the world. You know, all the people that bow down to Baal, to Molech, to do all the stuff, child sacrifice, drink the blood, all that stuff to get the money. They got the money, but their life is jacked up. They may look good behind the cameras, but I guarantee you, alone at home, they are tormented because their soul don't belong to them. Because the devil made a pact with him, said, you bow and worship me, I'll give you this. But I'm coming for mine at the end. You dance to the music, you have to pay. And oh yeah, he'll raise you up in money and fame and fortune, but at the end, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul in the process? That's what the world has done. But see, that never belonged to them anyway. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The cattle on 1,000, the cattle on 1,000,000 hills, belong to God. The gold is mine. The silver is mine. Amen. And what we're seeing in these last days is a transference. We see what it did to the Philistines. We see how they're killing over it. 6 and 7 wives. Children with 8, 9 women. Because you got the money. Killing over this and all drugs and child sacrifice and just crazy stuff. Not everybody, but most everybody there. God got people in everywhere, right? God got some people everywhere. But what I'm saying is that system. That's not in alignment with God at all. That's human. Human authority, and they've relegated their power to the devil. So David and them, they meant well, but they were doing it wrong. That's the question to you. You know, examine yourself. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Will God know my heart? Yeah, He know your heart. That's what's wrong. He know your heart. Now, I don't say that. Listen, I don't say that to condemn anyone. Check your heart. Check your motives. How many of we all need Jesus? Look at somebody tell them, I need Jesus. For the heart is desperately wicked. And it's deceitful. It'll trick you. It'll lie to you. Amen. It'll lead you wrong. That's why you got to have a transference. You have a transplant. Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart. That's when you got God's heart. And even then, you still mess up sometimes. David and them meant well. They was happy to get the ark, and they was just coming down the road, glory road. Bringing the ark back to where it belonged in Jerusalem. And while they were coming, God suffered them to go through Nacon's threshing floor. Listen to me. God will suffer you while you're celebrating, while you're dancing, rejoicing over that check you got in the mail.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.